all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
So I got this question. How long do you folks keep a pair of jeans hoping you'll be able to fit into them again, you know, someday? It's 30 years, right? Okay, so that's my favorite meme of the day. You have yours, Craig. Give it to me.
Why are eggs so expensive?
That's
because all the hens are identifying as roosters.
Okay, I'll give you one. We ought to have dueling memes someday. I'm John Potter. The live, local, and right now is what this is from 9 to noon. I'm in Reno. My buddy Craig is in Carson City. And glory be with the weather. We deserve it finally, don't we? What a week. What a week. I'm sorry, Craig. I didn't mean to pound the equipment. We deserve this. This is a very nice break. The wind, did it ever let up? A horrible crash on Galena Bridge, and we were talking off the air about how this could have happened, because I remember, and I did reports on this, that that bridge took years of planning. They wanted very specific things on that bridge. So many things that one construction company bailed out, but it got built. And I do remember they were talking about how in the wintertime it was all going to be okay, that it's not going to be an ice skating rink like a lot of people thought it would be when they built the Galena Bridge. So early Friday morning, we had a fire engine stopped to take care of one crash, and it was so slippery that a car slid into, sideways, I think, into the back of that fire truck, killing the driver instantly. And the first question I had in my mind, and no TV news is addressing this, what happened to those winter safeguards they told us about, that there would not be that ice skating rink on the Galena Bridge? You know more than me, Craig. What do you say?
Well, they do have a de-icing system on there, or a pre-ice system. In fact, people might notice it occasionally. There are on the bridges, all four of the bridges between Mount Rose Highway and Bowers Mansion exit, all four bridges have these round circles, approximately 1 foot in diameter. They're like pop-up sprinkler heads in your yard, and the buildings next to the bridge actually house a pump system and tank of a brine solution that sprays out onto the bridge and is carried by vehicles' tires to spread it on and help de-ice the bridge.
Did it work?
You know what?
Well, I would have asked that if I were a reporter still, believe me.
Yeah, I've actually seen them in operation, but I've had no problems ever driving down to Carson City during bad weather over the bridges. It's always been either before the bridge or after the bridge where there are not these de-icing sprinkler heads, for lack of a better term.
See, I always ask Craig because I'm too lazy to Google. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate
You're welcome.
That. And by the way, your meme, now that I think about it, was not funny at all. Why did I laugh at egg prices being the way they were? Do you realize there are stores right now selling 12 eggs for $10? Yes. Yes. I hear the cheapest, there's only two places that are acceptable in my mind and affordable, and that would be Trader Joe's, where I think it's like $4.99 for eggs, or Costco, which is like $8.39 for two dozen eggs. Everybody else, I've heard stories about $10 for a dozen eggs.
Well,
so
I think it was at Walmart that there were like eight something for a dozen of the large. But I always do the extra large eggs.
I know that's large.
And it was around $10, $11 for the extra large.
So, a terrible meme. Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah. But probably true.
I heard that there was somebody that actually stole hundreds
of thousands of eggs.
Oh, I saw that. $400,000 worth of eggs, folks, which is a trunk full in your car. No, it was like a truck. I heard, now here I go again, I pass on rumors, you know, I'm not in the real news business on TV anymore, so I go by what people tell me, and I know a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, somebody knows a lot of farmers, and they say the real reason the cost of eggs is so high, it is connected to the bird flu, but the reason is the farmers, it's on them to test their chickens for this bird flu, and the cost of testing every chicken makes it cost prohibited, so the cheaper alternative is to massacre all of these chickens. It sounds outrageous, but we live in outrageous days. So everybody else is smarter than me. Call in 775-884-9910. Believable, yes or no, Craig?
I would say it's believable. And then they'd test the yards and all that, their coops for bird signs of bird flu and clean them out or sanitize them. But I know that the fresh poultry in New York, I think it is, the farmers have actually shut down because of the bird flu in their yards. Yeah.
Poor chickies.
Yeah. Just be careful when you're buying your Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And if people, that's my favorite, by the way. I don't care how many new chicken places open up in this town. I'm a Kentucky Fried Chicken guy through and through, just like I'm a Pizza Hut guy through and through.
We've got a Guthrie's that's going to be opening down here.
I don't know what that is. Some highfalutin gourmet chicky fast food. No, and they we put this in it or we put this on top. No, I'm sorry. Well, I should try it. Listen, you know, people talk about the price of eggs. Why isn't anybody talking about ice cream sandwiches now? I got an ice cream sandwich yesterday only because I wanted one. I haven't had one for decades, and I saw them in the supermarket, so I bought ice cream sandwiches. Ice cream sandwiches are now about a third of the size that they used to be. A third, folks. Ice cream sandwiches. It's either that or my hand grew enormously larger, but I think it's just a puny ice cream. And nobody's bringing that up.
I did not miss that. Yes, it was. They are definitely smaller. I want to say by an inch in length and by a half inch in width. And the thickness is relatively the same, but it's.
Oh, this guy knows all. He measured him.
I used to buy, and now I'm buying the same box that's a third of the size smaller.
You ought to do the radio show, and I should play with the buttons.
No,
this is ridiculous. You know
we
so much
stay
more
on the air,
than me. So anyway, the weather is a lot nicer. I'm checking the cameras for the roads, and I'm seeing cars and trucks just crawling on Mount Rose Highway at the summit. And also we have slowdowns at Donner. And those are the only two I can see. We have cameras everywhere watching all the traffic. That's how we're able to do so many good traffic reports during the week. So, but the weather's good. I heard there were a couple of air delays, lateness and all because of the weather last week. Understandable. Did you know airlines in the U.S. must now provide automatic refunds when a flight is significantly delayed? 3 hours for domestic flights, that you get your refund. That's the law now. 6 hours for international flights. The new policy started last November. A lot of people don't know about this. I don't think the airlines voluntarily tell people this. But did you know that? I didn't. That if a flight is delayed at least 3 hours for domestic flights, you get an automatic refund. Now, it's not the airline's fault, you know, the weather and such, but I just think a lot of people should be aware of that. That wasn't too publicized, I don't think. I have an issue at home. Well, damn squirrels. Anyway, and crows. I'll tell you, crows... hold grudges. All I did was put a rake in front of a crow. Crow was on a branch, and it was heading over toward a robin's nest in our backyard. And all I did was raise a rake in front of the crow, and that crow has never forgotten it. It told its buddies, and it's relentless, the screaming, the dive bombing on me and everything. They are super smart. And, you know, he told the rest of his crowd about me, and they all do it now. They're just flying all over me, and it's not so bad in the winter. The winter is where the squirrels terrorize me, but the crows, they're awful when they get together. Now I know why they call them a murder. Anyway, 884-9910 is our phone number to call for you folks smarter than me. I'm John Potter, live and local, and right now we have four guests today. One of them is reopening a fabled barbecue place, and we're going to talk to folks who have locally made pet food, all this kind of stuff. It's really going to be a good show, but this is your turn. 884-9910. I'm here till noon. Sorry about that. We'll be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 917.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
You can text us too at that number, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. I heard about it like 2 months ago, and I finally saw it this morning. The new, I don't know how new it is, the Reno Police Ghost Durango. Have you seen the Ghost Durango? I mean, it is very sleek, very cool. Maybe they have more than one. I don't know, but it's really startling. It's a very dark, just plain black as you can get SUV with the letters Reno Police on the side in like a dark gold. So you don't really see them, you know, during the day. It has also a very flat light bar on top, so it doesn't stand out as a police vehicle. Ghost cars, also for police, also known as, you know, stealth cars, are what they mean to be. They mix in traffic for DUI enforcement and other bad behaviors without people noticing that it's there right away. That's good, right? I'm sure they're very effective, but I, for one, I'm a bit offended. I had the understanding that all new Reno Police cruisers would be vinyl wrapped in rainbow flags. And so to me, it's very sexist and homophobic and downright militaristic. Listen, we have so many collisions over red light runners. This is outrageous. I walk to work every day down Plum, where Rooster High is. That intersection, and there's so many more like this. I don't mean to say, you know, pick on this one intersection. I have to tell you this, that Harvard and Plum, I'm walking on the Wooster High School side, on the sidewalk of Plum, which, by the way, that sidewalk is downright dangerous. You wouldn't believe how many Wooster High kids walk on this skinny, skinny sidewalk. And what did they do with the skinny, skinny sidewalk starting at Kitsky going to Harvard? They put this huge, massive power pole in the middle of it, so you really have to squeeze by. I mean, if you're fat, you're not going to be able to pass it on the left. If you pass it on the right, you are dangerously close to fast-driving vehicles on Plum. That in itself is dangerous to me. I can't see how something like that gets approved. I mean, it's just a street light. I think they could put it somewhere. Anyway, you get to Harvard. Okay, there's the light. It's me and a bunch of kids from Wooster High waiting across Harvard. And the last thing before it goes green for us is the green arrow for the cars on Plum to turn left onto Harvard. And you know, to a fault, every single day, there's at least, usually there's two. Once that light goes red for those folks on Plum to turn left onto Harvard, once that goes red, we stand and wait for two more vehicles to cheat and make that turn onto Harvard. Now, newcomers, new students, they don't know this. You could step out on Harvard and you're risking your life. You really are. I've never seen less. I've never seen it. There's always at least one car that runs that red light blatantly, sometimes two. You know, one day, I decided to, well, I'm going to discourage these people from doing that. So when it turned yellow for those people, when that green arrow turned yellow, I put my foot on Harvard and I acted like I was going to cross Harvard to stop those red light runners from doing it. But, and it kind of worked. It was kind of scary, but I won't do it again because what I was doing is, providing a very bad example to the other Wooster High kids who were waiting there to cross over to go to their high school. And listen, we need a Ghost Durango or a fleet of Ghost Durangos to go around here and get all of these red light runners. It's like an accepted, we expect it type of practice now. And I think it's horrible. I've never seen anything like this. Red light everywhere, not just where I was talking about. Okay, texts, emails. Here's what I got after Saturday's show about the possibility of getting a state lottery in Nevada. State legislature, they're in session now. They passed it once, I think 2 years ago. They have to vote again to put it on the ballot. If it wins there, we get a state lottery. All right, email. Hey, John, put me down for no. I just moved to Nevada 7 months ago, and after that realized how truly great it is to not have to be stuck in line at a gas station while the players tied up the clerk with their lottery business. It's worse than the old folks. Hey, watch it, you. It's worse than the old folks, worse than the respected, yes, respected senior, sir, with their checkbooks at the supermarket checkout. Okay, so this person obviously comes from, I believe, California, and they have the state lottery, and this is what people forget. This is what you have to go through at the convenience store when you have a state lottery. Okay, good point. And listen, let's not hobble, I think, with the state lottery. Here's another reason I would say no. Let's not hobble our casino industry any further. Nevada casinos pay well over $1 billion a year to the state in gaming fees alone. Nevada hotels generated $8 billion. Our little state, $8 billion in federal, state, and local taxes. Our little Nevada, $8 billion. Cities and towns rely on those taxes. We prefer to tax tourists rather than us. Call us crazy. They also pay these casinos huge sums to other local businesses they contract with. They pay a ton of money to employees who take their paychecks and spend it here in our town, and they pay other taxes and overall support 400,000 employees statewide. And coming from a guy who saw gaming when it was king in the mid-70s here, it just plain distresses me to see newcomers put their nose in the air and talk about diversification. What is so special about diversification? What, so we can be like every other city and state? Just like all the same? No, we were especially very special. We were so unique here, and I think we still are. But that kind of talk had a hand in killing our downtown gaming. You know, that poor Circus needs love. Let's Let's have a Cal Neva Appreciation Day. But seriously, I say think twice about this. You know, some people look at all the money California gets for its schools and whatnot for their lottery. Well, you know what? They had nothing to lose. And if a lottery does hurt our casinos, we can't go back. Am I talking crazy again? I've always had a chip on my shoulder over how the city of Reno treated the downtown gaming industry. They just, I mean, they wanted their huge city hall right in the middle of a gaming district. Crazy. Would the Las Vegas Strip do that? No, you want a good, solid downtown area where people can walk with a drink in their hand, well-dressed. Well, maybe now I'm asking too much. But, you know, like the big Mardi Gras district in New Orleans or something like that. Like the Riverwalk in San Antonio. It's solid. There's not a bunch of city halls and everything taking up space there. It's focused on gaming. And we just weakened the gaming industry downtown. And I think this state lottery thing will weaken it further, says me. Anyway, okay, we got a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. You can text me to 884-9910. Derek Lee up next with us and other guests on the way. There will be open topic for phone calls on any topic, I think about 11:20 to noon. And other parts in between. And also, somewhere in the show, we're giving away four $50 gift certificates from one of our guests. So stick around. It's going to be fun. Live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 931.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
So, Derek Lee, you're going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yes, I'm going to watch the last half of the Super Bowl.
It's so weird because, you know, I only got into football like 6 years ago. But before that, I was the only guy who was not into football at all. And I felt like a total alien. I thought I was the only person on Earth who didn't watch football or the Super Bowl and everything. And now here I am. I'm into football, and you are not really into it. And Craig, who's in Carson City, he's not into it. I don't think Phil, who I work with, is that much into it. So it's just my luck. Derek Lee runs BrainHealthFormulas.com. First off, let's tell folks about the website. Do you want to get into that?
Sure, we could.
Okay, it's back.
Yeah, the website's been down all week as we reformatted, we rebuilt the entire website. We had issues with the original hosting provider, if anyone knows about back end of a website.
No.
So the original, they were holding the back end of the website as ransom until I paid them a large sum of money.
This and sounds so, like me and HP.
And so, yeah. And so what we had into having to do is contacting who holds the domain for Brain Health Formulas to have them give us a clean slate. So once we got that, we got to propagate a brand new back end of the website.
You lost me at propagate.
Propagate is computer terminology to give a clean slate to the back end of the website. And I just happened to have a lucky enough to find an 18-year-old kid who built the front end of the website and knew enough about how to do all this to where he actually worked all night, 24 hours around the clock to rebuild the back end of the website to where it's up and functioning. It went live again yesterday.
These 18-year-old kids and computers are pure gold.
It's amazing. It floors me with how they understand electronics.
I know. It's a different species, totally.
Yeah.
All right, your products. So this week... Every week I do a different combination of Derek's products. This week, it's been Gland Ho, Restore, and Dragon's Blood, which is one of your latest. Now, with combining Gland Ho, Restore, and Dragon's Blood, here's my review. I feel like a machine, honestly. It has a different effect from the last combination. I have days where this week I had so much to do. And I didn't think I'd get all this stuff done. And I got it done. And I wonder how I did it all. I just did not stop. I think this combination is endurance
for me. Gland Ho Restore and Dragon's Blood. Endurance. The week before, I was taking your Shilajit Restore and Micronutrients, and that made me more alert. The brain was more awake. So I got to say, it's been really fascinating feeling these different effects. And you're probably shocked that I just dream up these combinations kind of at random. I'm sure there's probably a better combination that in mind of three products that you can do. But I do feel different whatever I use. And by the way, sleep well. I'm still taking sleep well. I recommend sleep well. If you want to clock 8 hours or more of sleep, personally, I'm used to six. I've slept 6 hours a night for 30 years. Sleep well, I wake up after the 6 hours, but then I go back to sleep for two more. That's if you want 8 hours, you get the sleep well. So what do you think of what I've done with your products?
I love it, John. Okay. Thank you so much. No, because what you just explained is communication to all the people who are listening that all of my products actually have an effect. And this is the this is the big question with the supplement industry is, do they actually work? And so what you're explaining is how a different combination of these products have a different effect, which communicates to all the people listening that because they have different effects means they are different formulas and they all do work.
What's your favorite combination? What do you recommend?
What I've been taking for the last several weeks is Restore, Intercell, and the Balancer.
The Balancer is the newest product. It just came out.
It did. And so I am so excited about this formula from so many different angles. So with me, one of my biggest, issues I've dealt with my entire life is my metabolism, being able to process foods efficiently, not storing weight, gaining weight and losing weight so I could always gain weight really easily. It was always been a struggle to lose weight, even if I reduced my diet, reduced calories, all those things. And so this is kind of a side effect. This is kind of a bonus with the Balancer, is I can take two capsules of the Balancer first thing in the morning. I take two capsules of the Balancer, one capsule of the Intercell. Sometimes I don't eat for 4 to 5 hours after taking it because I forget to eat because I'm not hungry. But what happens is I end up starving. And so just the fact that it generates that capacity to actually increase hunger, which means it's increasing the metabolic rate of what the nutrients we do consume. And so what happens with that is I don't eat as much either because I'm hungry. However, I don't indulge into overeating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, my wife has been on the fat burner, and she's, like I said, averages about a pound a day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty incredible. Well, it's interesting that your combination here of all your products, and you've got like over a dozen, right?
I think there's close to 40.
All right, so your combination you're taking is Intercell, Restore, and the Balancer. It's kind of funny that Daddy here has his favorites.
That's it.
It
is.
Products.
It's great. It's fantastic. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Aren't your other products getting a little jealous here?
We kind of rotate through them all.
Don't ignore them.
Yeah. They all have their own benefits. So I actually got communications one day this week from someone who's been dealing with tinnitus. And so what they paired together was the Balancer and Shilajit. Mm-hmm. And so that reduced tinnitus. I don't exactly know off the top of my head what tinnitus actually is. I think it has to do with hearing or something, or like swelling in the brain that reduces hearing capacity. I could be wrong about that. But Shilajit and the Balancer reduced the effects of tinnitus, which is kind of fascinating.
All right, what's in the Balancer?
The Balancer is actually... I grabbed the bag from John so I could read the ingredients off the back.
Yeah, what'd you put in there?
It's actually the most complex formula I've ever developed. It actually took, I had to pencil it all out because it's so complex. And it's a challenge to actually formulate it in my head because it doesn't look like so it's all fruit and plant extracts, by the way. And so the reason I developed it the way I did was all the fruits and plant extracts that I paired with this, I've been able to associate it from the place of a high concentration of, I believe the plant or fruit has a high concentration of enzyme reactions. So whenever you're looking at a fruit, if you pick a fruit and try to eat a fruit when it is unripe, it's always tart. It's unpleasant to consume. And so the way a fruit ripens is all based on an enzymatic process. It's all enzyme evolution within the fruit itself. That's why it ripens. And when something gets to the place of going overripe, that's still an enzymatic reaction, right? Mm-hmm. That's the evolution of a fruit. And so what I did is I look at arguably fruits that have been on this planet for thousands upon thousands of years, because I believe that if fruits have been on this planet for thousands and thousands of years, then arguably there's got to be some benefit based on the base structure of a human being. Because the evolution or the crossbreeding of a fruit is not going to have the same effect as the original code of the original fruit. So what I do is I research the genetic structure. Has a fruit been here on this planet for thousands upon thousands of years? Yes, that fruit will evolve based on environmental stresses. However, when we can go back to, and I can trace it back to arguably original structure, that original fruit structure correlates with original human code on this planet. So there's a true benefit from a base structure, from a base level of how it benefits a human. So when I look at fruits and the enzyme production of a fruit, durian fruit, I mean, people have thought if they try to smuggle in a whole durian fruit from overseas, if that breaks open, it could actually smell like a rotting body. It smells disgusting, yeah, but it tastes amazing. And so if you can get over the smell, so that's a huge amount of enzyme reaction for that fruit to ripen. So that's in this. Schizandra has been known for thousands of years in China to help brain function. And so we pair all these things that have a tremendous amount of enzyme effects, but we don't, it's all natural fruit extracts. It's all plant extracts that I believe have a tremendous amount of benefits. And so enough about the ingredients. So we also pair sunflower lecithin with it. And this is a little bit of hyaluronic acid, because we're working on repairing the function of the brain based on neurodegeneration. So that would correlate with something like multiple sclerosis. That would correlate with Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, even muscular dystrophy, because these are all believed to be a neurodegeneration disease, right? Mm-hmm. So what I started looking at is, so if you go to my website and you click on the balancer, I actually posted a picture on there that actually shows what a neuron pathway is when it starts to degrade. And if you look at it, it's going to look like, and actually it's not going to look like our immune system is attacking it, which is what science believes. If you look at that picture, you'll see that, because our immune system is going to function like a sniper. It's going to remove the particulates that are not supposed to be there. So it will make the myelin sheath look like Swiss cheese, but this actually just like erodes the entire myelin sheath down to the core. And so with the enzyme reaction, that's what it would do, is based on the picture that I put up when the balancer functioned. So we paired sunflower lecithin with it. So we have the enzymatic reaction, mm-hmm, to stabilize the normal function of enzyme in the brain. So I actually believe that if the brain generates these enzymes specifically, because the brain generates enzymes to regulate the thickness and the density of the myelin sheath in the brain specifically. So that's two capacities. So if the brain starts to produce an enzyme that reduces the thickness of the myelin sheath, and then that communication becomes disabled, it will continue to produce an enzyme that reduces the thickness of the myelin sheath, which eventually would lead to neurodegeneration.
I'm kind of impressed with your brain, obviously taking your products here to come up with all of this. Wow. Okay, brainhealthformulas.com. It's back online. And the new formula, the balancer, has its own page. And you can see what Derek is talking about. What do you, the friend of mine, we talked about this. I have that friend who takes lion's mane.
Yeah.
And I asked your opinion about, he puts lion's mane in his coffee in the morning. I forgot what you said about it. I mean, obviously you weren't too impressed, but
people who love it.
Okay. Great. He is now into these mushroom powders. What do you think of the mushroom powders?
They all can have benefits. So here's one of the things about mushroom powders. All mushrooms are chains of fatty acids. It is actually a fungus. And so that's what a mushroom is. It's a fungi. Those mushrooms and specific chains of fatty acids are very beneficial to the human, because this is what our nervous system is. That is what our myelin sheath is, are chains of fatty acids. That's arguably what cholesterol is, are chains of fatty acids. And so in a mushroom powder, it's easy to absorb and utilize. And so it can actually explains why a mushroom powder is actually beneficial, because that removes the digestive process that our intestinal tract arguably is not functioning properly if people enjoy lion's mane, because in the powder form, it's just easily to uptake and utilize versus having to break it down. So one thing about lion's mane and all white-based mushrooms is they have a lot of natural hyaluronic acid. And I believe it's the hyaluronic acid that actually is providing majority of the benefit for people, especially people who enjoy lion's mane.
Okay, that makes sense then. What an education I get from you. We're going to check the Derek diet up next, too. Derek and his, I mean, without the products and how he's losing weight. And your calls, too, if you have any questions, 884-9910. Live and local right here. We'll be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. One more segment with Derek. FM News Talk time is 9:50.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All right, let's see what this is. The number one thing you can do to keep your brain healthy, according to a neurologist. These articles, man, I have to scroll down and find out what it is. Okay, come on. AI wrote this, obviously. Dial the heck with it. I'm here with Derek Lee, 884-9910. All right, the Derek diet is lots of water, no grains, no sugar, all fruits, and all meat. Sounds incredible. How's it going?
Good. Day before yesterday, I actually weighed myself. I'm down to 195, and so I'm continually dropping weight, slow, consistent, because it's an easy diet to follow.
And this is good. Yeah, it's easy to follow because this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Meat.
Meat and fruit.
No grains, though.
Definitely.
Boy, that is tough.
What the trick is if you're going to eat grains or bread,
yeah,
eat them first thing in the morning for breakfast.
Okay.
And then you have some carbohydrates. And the trick is to stay off of grains or carbohydrates later in the day, because that's when we struggle to actually process them, and that's what converts to fat, is we eat too many carbohydrates late at night because we starve ourselves during the day.
It's amazing the interconnectability of everything in the body, and the brain in itself is amazing and impressive. I mean, how did this ever get created? But it's the connections with other parts of the body, and each of your products kind of targets that. So how many products are you up to so far now?
I haven't really counted, but there's a lot.
And you keep doing more.
Yeah.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Anything else we should know on the website?
And yes.
What?
Lots of things. When you click on the balancer, there's a huge amount of information on that. I wrote all that up yesterday. It's very informative. So the balancer is about reducing the capacity to develop neurodegeneration.
Yeah.
It's reducing the capacity to even Alzheimer's dementia, I actually believe, has to do with not producing enzymes to regulate even plaque buildup. Science believes plaque buildup is the cause for Alzheimer's and dementia. Well, if I look at what the term plaque buildup actually is, that can be associated with not producing proper enzymes to reduce the plaque buildup, because plaque is probably fatty acids.
I went to the end of the article. Number one thing for brain health, according to this new article, is eating and chewing because micronutrients are what feed your brain. Let me see. Feed your cells a wide variety of foods full of micronutrients daily. And you have a product called Micronutrients.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it goes right to the source there. So that's great. Okay, Derek, BrainHealthFormulas.com, and you can call with your questions to your number.
We take orders over the phone. Also, if people are not savvy with the computer, my number is 775-634-7789. And even if you have just generalized questions you can't find answers to, I've got a ton of information. I can answer just about any question people have. And so I'm always open to just talking also.
And you'll get quite an education when you ask a question from Derek. And does the website have a area where you can directly email you?
Yeah, I believe that my email address is
Derek. Did the 18-year-old kid put that on your website?
It is on there, in the contact page.
Oh, that genius.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, don't give him the brain health. He doesn't need that
he
stuff.
He is. He actually started taking Restore.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it reduced because he's
going to have a superhuman.
He's still a senior in high school. He's going to two different colleges all at the same time. And so when he started taking Restore, he actually reduced his own stress. He's been able to multitask playing computer games where he was playing one-on-one, one against another person. Now he's playing one against two different people at the same time, and he's still destroying them. He's like, this doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, yes, it does.
This is very exciting stuff. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Derek Lee, thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Oh, yeah, it is. We're going to have news, Fox News on the way, and Steve's water heater's up. With plumbing issue questions, this is The Place, and that's up next after news. Stay with us, 99.1 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.